Hey coach, in the first kind of month or two of the season, you talked a lot about like wanting to find solutions and needing to find solutions to the Friday struggles and the early game struggles. What solutions do you think you found in Belfast?
I thought our starts were good in both games. We still certainly haven't played a full solid 60 minutes from start to finish, but I thought the starts in both of those games were really good. It's just a focus and a mindset for our group. I think they've done a better job of understanding that we need to be ready from the puck when the puck drops, and I think that's kind of been the biggest difference. I don't know if we were overthinking things on Fridays, but definitely the starts have been much better. So I'm not exactly sure. There's not a magic recipe. It's just a mindset and a focus, and it's been there the last couple of games, so I'll take that.
Sam, go ahead.
Coach, just want to ask you about Shane. Obviously, leading point scorer so far, had the big goal. What do you think he's improved most since last season on the ice?
Well, I think the big thing for Shane is he understands what his identity is as a player. He doesn't try to be someone he's not. He knows he's going to be physical around the net. He's going to get to the net. He's going to win his pucks on the walls. He's going to be solid defensively. He has a really good stick. He's long, right? He's got a long reach, so he has a really good stick. So he plays to his strengths. He's a year older. He's more comfortable. He understands what college hockey is all about. And you saw that in the second half last year. And I think he's building off that. And I think for him too, being the captain, he takes a lot of pride in that. I thought early on he was putting too much pressure on himself, especially when we were struggling as a group. He's the type of guy that takes it to heart, and he wanted to perform better. So I thought he was putting too much pressure. And it seems like now he's just going out and playing. And you saw that with him the last few games, and especially in the third period the other night against Notre Dame, and we needed to come back, and him and Greeny, both of those guys did a heck of a job.
If I could just follow up real quick.
Go ahead,
Sorry,
Sam.
Kevin. He scored seven goals and you nearly mentioned his shot there. I guess, like, how does being so physical and the way he plays help him actually score goals, if that makes sense?
Well, because he's strong on a stick and he's big and he's hard to defend. Big guys like that around the net are difficult to defend, and that's a big reason why it's tough to get. He's good at getting inside because he's so big, but it's tough to get for defenders to get it inside on him and push him out of the way. He's a big body. He's every bit of 6'5".
Rick, go ahead.
Your penalty kill did a real good job in Belfast. I guess you were 9 out of 10 there, and going back for recent four games, 15 out of 17. What's caused the turnaround? Also got a few shorties.
Yeah, it's definitely been better. Again, we haven't really changed a lot with the structure. It's more the mindset that we're going to be more aggressive. I feel like we're blocking more shots. I feel like we're getting our clears. So I think all those things together are making a difference for us. I think too, it's a confidence thing. You start giving up some goals shorthanded. Every time you take a penalty, you could feel it that our guys were, gripping the sticks too tight or overthinking things. And now we're on a little bit more of a roll, and I think that's helping us. It's a confidence thing for us, I think, more than anything.
Andrew, go ahead.
Coach, I'm curious to hear about just the team's experience in Belfast, not only on the ice with winning the tournament, but also the aspects off the ice, going overseas, as a team.
Yeah, I thought it was a great experience for our guys to experience a different culture, to spend a lot of time together. Did some sightseeing, learned a little bit about the culture over there. I learned a little bit about the history over there. Obviously, the history in Belfast is goes back quite a ways, and to learn a little bit about that, I think it was I don't think a lot of our guys maybe really knew what it was like over there. So I think that was good. Just the whole overall experience was really good for our group. It's a long way to go for two games, no question about that, but I thought our group took advantage of it. It's certainly a lot sweeter when you're able to win both games. So overall, I think it's a really good step for our team.
Mitch, go ahead.
Obviously, you've had guys go to World Juniors before, but with preliminary roster with the US coming out and three guys, then Willander with the Swedish team, just what opportunity do you think that presents for those four guys? And just kind of what how can those guys evolve their game through playing World Juniors?
Yeah, I think it's a great experience for those guys. Everyone, would probably give anything to represent their country, and I think it's a great honor for all those guys that are going to the World Junior camps. And I would think those guys are going to be on the team, and it could jumpstart them too. It can give them confidence. A tournament like that, when they come back, you feel a little bit more confident. You're playing with the best players in the world at your age group. So I think it's good for our guys to experience that.
Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, coach, I just wanted to ask, obviously you got really big goals from Camille and Aiden and Gavin and Tristan in Belfast. Like, do you think that, one of the strengths of your team should be that you're able to get goals from kind of everyone in the lineup?
Yeah, I like the depth of our team. There's no question we need scoring from up and down our lineup. We need it from the back end as well. It's great when your D are contributing offensively and scoring goals. It takes a little less pressure off the forwards. And yeah, we feel like all four of our lines can score. I still think we have some guys that haven't been shooting the puck enough or haven't gotten inside enough to really dig in to find ways to score more goals. It's something we have to get better at. But yeah, I definitely think we have the depth to score up and down our lineup, no question.
Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, you've got your first three-game winning streak of the season. Have you talked at all to the team about making sure that you stay on this this successful path, avoiding two steps forward and one step back?
We're just focused on trying to do things the right way every day in practice, and we feel like if we play a certain way, the results are going to take care of themselves. So yeah, it's been great to have a three-game winning streak, but we still have things we need to improve on, and that's what we're looking at every day here. We took 2 days off after the trip back and got our guys some rest, and now we're refocused and getting ready for UMass, and that's kind of how we prepare every week.
Andrew, go ahead.
It's been 10 straight games, even before you came in as coach, since UMass has beaten BU. I'm curious what's been working so well for you guys playing against the
Are you trying to jinx us?
Definitely not.
Honestly, I don't even think I did not know that was the case. So I'm not sure the reason why. But they're a very good team. I know in the past we've had very competitive games with them, so I don't know what the reason is. So I'm expecting to get their best on Saturday night, and we certainly have to be ready for that. Only having one game this weekend, there's nothing to save it for, that's for sure.
Go to Andrew Mahoney.
Hey Jay, just how has this week gone? You do come back from Belfast. That's a little bit of a trip to come back from. Just what's that adjustment like, and is it, I guess, is that almost beneficial that you just have the one game on Saturday and then the follow-up isn't until Wednesday?
Yeah, I think it's no question beneficial only having one game this weekend and it not being until Saturday as well, instead of playing tomorrow night. I think it gives our guys a little bit more of a chance to recover. Talking to the guys and even myself, it's I feel like the adjustment's easier coming back to get back on your sleep schedule and getting the right amount of rest, and talking to our guys that they feel like they're back to the regular schedule. And like I said, we had 2 days off coming back, and I think that made a big difference for us, for everyone to get adjusted. We've adjusted practice a little bit the first couple of days too, more just to get ourselves going again. And the last couple of days have been a little bit more intense, and we'll gear up for Saturday.
We got time for two more. We'll start with Sam.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned a couple answers ago that you still have areas you want to improve. I'm wondering, when you look back at, the weekend in totality, where are some of the areas you really want to get better at?
I think still managing the game at the right time is we've played even the game on the Notre Dame game. We started the game the first, I think it was the first 11, 12 minutes. We didn't give up an even strength shot. The first even strength shot we gave up was in the back of our net because we made a mental mistake And then 15 seconds later, again, another mental mistake, lost battle. It's 2-0 after you play well for 13 minutes. Those are things that we have to improve on. So little things like that are making a difference for us. Still, we're taking too many penalties. It's still a problem. So that's another area where the penalty kill, no question, is getting better, but we still do not need to be killing that many penalties on a nightly basis. So we got to try to get it, under three for sure. It makes a huge difference. Instead of we've been taking 4 to 6, especially recently. So it's that's an area that we need to improve on. And it's still first half here, so we're still looking at all areas to make sure that we're in sync as a group and connected in all three zones. I still don't feel we're all the way there, and it's going to take time.
And we'll close things out with Rick.
Coach, I read on College Hockey Inc. today that the BU is number three in the country in shooting percentage. Can you talk a little bit about that, what the team's done to focus on getting better shots?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. We have some guys that can shoot the puck and they hit the net on a regular basis. So I think that's part of it more than anything else. And we have some guys. You have a guy like Yzerman, it doesn't take him many shots to put the puck by the goalie. I think that's part of it as well. So when you have guys that can score like that, your shooting percentage is certainly going to be up there.